FM in New York, a Pacifica radio station. We are listener-sponsored and we are commercial-free radio. Heard here throughout the New York tri-state area, in New York, New Jersey, and, of course, in Connecticut. And available to you on this global village we call the World Wide Web at www.wbai.org. I'm Hugh Hamilton, and this is TalkBack, your gathering place for the free and fair exchange of information and ideas. We're heard here Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and we thank you very much for making the time to join us. Max Schmid is my audio engineer. With a distinguished career in journalism and communications spanning more than 30 years, Don Rojas, who is the new general manager here at WBAI. His background covers stints as the former editor of the New York Amsterdam News, director of communications of the NAACP, and founder and CEO of the award-winning internet portal, The Black World Today, and its internet radio network, blackworldradio.com. In the early 1980s, Don Rojas worked in Grenada as press secretary to the late Prime Minister Maurice Bishop, and in the mid-1980s as an executive in the International Organization of Journalists in Prague in Czechoslovakia. He has reported from numerous countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. He has edited 4 books and has lectured on the history of journalism and on third world affairs at several universities. And we are happy now to welcome to talk back the new general manager here at WBAI, Mr. Don Rojas. Good afternoon, Mr. Rojas.
Good afternoon, Hugh. It's a pleasure to be here on your program and to have the opportunity to speak to your many listeners in the tri-state area.
You, sir, have had a very distinguished career in media and politics and in journalism. What then would possess you to...
Here comes the curveball.
What then would possess you to become general manager or to seek the position of general manager, which you have not only sought but obtained here at WBAI?
Probably a secret death wish or something. But no, in all seriousness, this is going to be not only a challenge and an honor and a privilege to lead this venerable institution, which has become perhaps the leading voice for alternative radio in New York City and in the tri-state area, and as part of the Pacifica network, joining 4 other stations around the country as the network of peace and justice on the airwaves. So for me, who have had a long history with this radio station going back to the 1970s, the mid-1970s, and on again with a hiatus in the 1980s, when for most of that decade I was working outside of the United States, but I returned in the early 1990s and again spent many a good time on the airwaves of WBAI with my late friend and colleague Samori Marksman and his program Behind the News, and with other colleagues here at the station, Bernard White, the current program director, and of course Sister Valerie Van Isler, who is our outgoing general manager. So I've known these people for many years. I've had a history with this radio station, and I've always admired and respected its mission, and I am now just delighted to be given the opportunity to take the helm and to guide the station into the future.
What do you plan to do differently that hasn't been done before?
I don't plan to do anything dramatically different, certainly in the short term, but there will be emphases and priorities that I will bring, an agenda that I will try to implement, not singularly, of course, but in collaboration with the staff, as well as the various listener groups that have played such a critical role in the survival of WBAI over the years and continue to be a bedrock of support for this station. I do have some programming ideas, and I do have some outreach to the community initiatives that I would want to propose that all of us take a look at. Some of those initiatives, of course, I will make more concrete after the 1st of January. And I will communicate that not only to the staff, but also to the listening community as time goes along.
When you speak of alternative media and alternative radio, what exactly are you talking about?
Well, first of all, as you pointed out at the top of the hour in your break, this is listener-supported, non-commercial radio. But this is radio with a vision and a radio on a mission. Pacifica Radio Network, as many of your listeners know, was started in 1949. It's a 53-year-old effort to bring alternative voices to the airwaves, voices that are not always heard or not always given adequate exposure on commercial radio. Voices for peace and justice, voices that would be considered in mainstream media to be too controversial or too too much on the fringes. Alternative radio, therefore, provides a platform for all of these voices across a variety of ideological beliefs, across all of the ethnic and religious interests. Particularly in a city like New York, perhaps the most global of cities anywhere, not only in the United States but around the world, a city that I understand where over 100 languages are spoken in any given day, a city with this wonderful mosaic of cultures and ethnicities. And many of these communities are not adequately represented in mainstream media. But WBAI and other alternative outlets on the air, as well as in print, and also more and more now on the Internet, are in fact beginning to fill the void and provide an opportunity for these voices to be heard. But alternative radio definitely is progressive in its orientation and people involvement in its thrust. So we want to strengthen that that mission of WBAI as we move into the year 2003 and beyond.
We're talking here with Don Rojas, who's the new general manager here at WBAI. It is now 11 minutes after 4 o'clock, and I'm Hugh Hamilton. This is the Monday edition of the program Talk Back. You know, everywhere I go, I see, I know, for example, there's Imus in the Morning at 660 WFAN. Everywhere I go, I see signs and you know, big posters and so on. I see posters for Sean Hannity at 3 o'clock. I'm coming up against him, as a matter of fact, at that time, over at WABC. I see signs for Curtis and Kubi in the morning. On AM radio, 770. Rush Limbaugh is on at noon. Where am I going with this? Well, I'm asking, to what degree is Pacifica prepared to invest in the promotional imperatives that would ensure that more of the potential listenership out there is attuned to the message of BAI and of Pacifica?
Well, to the extent that our limited resources will allow us to do, not just the type of commercial publicity that that you alluded to with many of the other stations and the talk programs that you listed. Most of whom, of course, are supported by multi-million-dollar advertising budgets. WBAI does not have those kinds of resources at its disposal. But we will more actively and more aggressively promote what we do on the air in various forms of community outreach programs and forums and initiatives. We will take the station to the community, and we will invite the community into the station. And this way we will begin to expand on the organic relationships that we currently have with those communities that are not often served by commercial radio. And I believe that by word of mouth, the message of WBAI as a progressive radio station will spread in the months and years ahead to the furthest reaches of our footprint, so to speak, of our listenership, which is, of course, in the tri-state area on the air. But with the utilization of the new information technologies, and particularly the World Wide Web of the Internet, which we will be placing a lot of emphasis on in the months ahead, WBAI will be able to be heard around the world, throughout the country, coast to coast, and indeed around the world. So WBAI local radio will become WBAI global radio. And we will, of course, begin to orient our programming, our outreach, our messages to satisfy a growing audience outside of the tri-state area. These are some of the plans that we will be implementing in the coming months, Hugh.
212-209-2900 is our telephone number, and we're talking here with the new general manager of WBAI, Don Rojas. And we'll take your telephone calls for him at 212-209-2900 in a moment. It is now 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. That's 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. To what degree would you say that your experience has equipped you for the challenge that now confronts you here at WBAI? A station that, by the way, we cannot ignore, has been riven by some dispute and misunderstanding in recent years. Although I must say that we do not generally on this program dwell upon such disputes, as I'm sure you are aware, but I think it would be insane for me not to provide you with an opportunity to address that context.
Yes. Well, I bring to that question, Hugh, an open mind, an impartial position. I have no brief for any faction or camp that was involved in the disputes of a couple of years ago. But I also bring what I think are some experiences in diplomacy and in conflict management that could serve the station and its constituencies well in the future. My main concern is for us to work as a team, a staff, and listeners. We have a unique opportunity here with this community radio station to build bridges across ethnic and racial divides in this city, to become an example, a model, you might say, for multicultural and multiracial collaboration and cooperation in action. And this is a powerful message at this particular time that we can send out to our listeners across the tri-state area, and indeed also across the world. I bring to the station many years of experience as a working journalist, as an executive in the field of mass communications, and I think I do have some assets that the station can benefit from. I bring an international perspective. I bring, as a native of the Caribbean, I bring a perspective that that is pan-Caribbean and that is indeed pan-global in my approach to these what some might consider thorny issues. And I can say with confidence that I believe most of those difficulties that WBAI experienced in the last 2 years are now behind us, and we are moving forward with greater determination And I believe the ground has been set for unity and for healing. And I certainly am going to spend a lot of my time and energy facilitating that process, strengthening it as we move into the year 2003.
You know, here's one of the things I've always pondered. This radio station, WBAI, we are right there in the middle of the FM dial. We are 50,000 watts of power. We are pretty much as powerful as a radio station is allowed to be in this particular market. Are there some things, but yet, I have experienced in the period that I've been here, what I think of as almost an uphill struggle sometimes to obtain or to achieve a targeted budget that is fairly modest. In general terms. And I'm wondering, are there some lessons that we can learn from other media or from other forms of media whether they're commercial or non-commercial, that would help us here to be able to raise our revenue base to the point where we can then afford to do some of the things that we would really like to do as a competitive radio station.
Yes, we will be looking into additional forms of revenue for the station. But of course, as a non-commercial community supported radio station, we will continue to rely, and I say quite happily so, on the financial support of our listeners and members of the WBAI community and the WBAI family, who just in the last year have contributed in record numbers to fundraising efforts and pledge drives here at the station. I would hope that those listeners who believe in the mission of WBAI and who sense that our crises are now behind us and we are charting a new course, that there are some exciting possibilities that lie ahead for the station, will continue to rally around and respond very positively to our appeals and solicitations for financial support. We will also be looking at other forms of non-commercial revenue raising possibilities. And I am confident, Hugh, that in the year 2003, with our listeners fully behind us, that we will in fact expand on the financial resources that are available to this station.
We're talking with Don Rojas, who's the new general manager here at WBAI. Mr. Rojas, of course, has a distinguished career in journalism and communications spanning more than 30 years. You, of course, may know him as a former editor of the New York Amsterdam News or as director of communications of the NAACP and founder and CEO of the award-winning internet portal, The Black World Today, and its internet radio network, blackworldradio.com. Or you may remember him, as I do, in the early 80s, as working in Grenada as press secretary to the late Prime Minister Maurice Bishop and in the mid-1980s as an executive at the International Organization of Journalists in Prague, Czechoslovakia. But whatever your terms of reference, he's here with us and we'll take your telephone calls for him at 212-209-2900. I would like you, here's what we'll do. Because it's already 21 minutes after the hour, and we've got to be out of here by 10 minutes before the hour, what we'll do is each of you will have one call. One call, one question, one observation, whatever it is, but it's only one. No follow-ups on this occasion. I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunity as time goes by for you to interface with Don Rojas over the months and possibly years to come. Mr. Rojas, one of the things I will try to remember to ask you before we end the program is what is it that you intend to accomplish within the first year? I'm not going to say the first 100 days. I'm going to say within the first year of your presence here as general manager. That's toward the end of the program.
All right.
Okay. Right now, I'd like to hear from some of our listeners at 212-209-2900. Good afternoon, talk back. You are on the air with Don Rojas. Hello.
A pleasant good afternoon to both, and I just want to congratulate Mr. Rojas. I've known him for a number of years, and the skill, his integrity, and expertise he brings to WBAI would be helpful. Again, congratulations, my brother.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. By the way, it would be helpful, although not necessary, if when you call, you can give us a name and an approximate location. For example, you know, Brian in the Bronx or whatever. That's usually helpful to us. Good afternoon, talk back. You're up next, and you're on the air with Don Rojas. Hello.
Good afternoon, Don.
Yes, sir.
I've always respected your work, and I really object to, earlier today you had with him talked about how he wants setting the tone for this show. He said we should think of alternatives. In other words, he's saying, according to that logic, if you're progressive, Hamilton would like us to think alternatives being progressive. So as far as that's what I interpret what you said. You say you're really a dangerous force. You played ball with Futrice and Robert and Daughtry, whatever his name was. Please, could you reduce Hamilton? You should be on the air. I don't want you to be censored, but 4 days a week is way too much for you to take away our ability to be progressive because you have your own liberal quasi-conservative agenda.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Mr. Rojas, I've got to ask you this. I think this is a highly inappropriate forum for me to ask you to comment on ideological or programmatic matters. It's entirely, of course, up to you if you would care to do so. I would want to give you the opportunity to respond if you'd care to.
Well, this is free speech radio, Hugh, but it also is radio that has always been and will continue to be progressive in its programming orientation. Under my stewardship, that is not going to change. In fact, that will be strengthened as we move forward. But we are not in the business of censoring our on-air guests, on-air hosts and producers, and we don't intend to censor you, Mr. Hamilton. But I can assure our listeners that the progressive orientation of the programming at this station will not change. In fact, it will be enhanced as we move forward.
24 minutes after the hour, good afternoon, Talk Back. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas. Hello.
Good afternoon and hello. And
hello.
Congratulations to you, Mr. Rojas. Along the lines of what this caller, the first caller, Jeff, said, he was very perfervid. I do agree to the extent that, especially in the overnight programming, I hear people, Tony Short, talking about gag order, that she can say or not say this or that. People speaking about factions. I wrote a letter to you, Mr. Rojas. My name is George Liker. I don't know if you got it yet.
No, I haven't.
About a situation that happened with Hape Selassie, which I would not go into. My question to you is twofold. What are your emphases and priorities that you mentioned at the beginning of your discussion? And is there a gag order at this station for listeners, for anybody?
There is no gag order per se, but certainly we have to remain cognizant of certain FCC regulations that our station must abide by with regard to the use of certain kinds of language over the air. That is not going to change. With regard to the situation with Apti Selassie, I would appreciate if you can contact me off air and we can have a discussion on that. Thank you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons, by the way, and I believe that, Mr. Rojas, you will be doing a report to the listener at some time.
Yes, I will be doing that on the 30th of this month, along with Valerie Van Isler, the outgoing general manager, on the morning program on Monday the 30th, yes.
Okay, Monday 30th. Will that be in the morning?
Yes, it'll be in the morning at 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
The wake-up call, yes.
A wake-up call. Okay, good. But here's why I raise that, because it's always very treacherous when we get into these waters, because we place decision-makers sometimes in the uncomfortable position of having to respond to individual situations, which is really not generally the acceptable protocol. And I would want to suggest, you please feel free to criticize the programming, but identifying individual hosts by name, I think at this point, might be a tad premature.
Yes.
I think so. 27 after the hour. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Hugh.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Andre from Harlem.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. And I just want to congratulate Mr. Rojas and say that the station is fantastic. As I was listening to you, I mean, I say this in the humblest of terms because I think what you guys do is fantastic. But in terms of raising more revenue, I wondered, is it possible? I know that Pacifica does no advertising, but, you know, there are some industries, if I dare use the word. I mean, like, there are hemp products, there are organic products, there are all sorts of healing industries. Maybe it's possible to advertise at a certain time or somehow give people access to more advertisement that they actually need. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, I thank you for the suggestion, my brother Andre. We will be taking a comprehensive look at all opportunities that are available to the station to enhance and increase our revenues over the next several months. And I don't want to be specific at this particular time. That issue is under review, and we will be entertaining a variety of proposals and ideas. So to the listeners who may themselves have some ideas, we would welcome your feedback and your input and suggestions. In fact, we are going to be counting on the creativity and the ingenuity of many of you in the listening audience to work with the station in the area of enhancing our revenues.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Talk Back. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas. Hello. You're on.
Why did you cut me off?
No. We did not cut you off, but I'm going to do so now because good afternoon. Talk back. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Dennis calling from Staten.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
Very good. Happy holiday.
Thank you very much, and the same to you, sir, and to your family and your friends,
thank you.
To all of our fellow New York residents in the great borough of Staten Island.
Thank you.
253,000 of you.
All of us, growing by the second.
I know.
Congratulations, Mr. Rojas.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to what you're going to bring to the station. I've been listening since 68, and I think the point that the listeners really have been coming through for the station, I mean, they always have come through, but I think recently with these million-dollar fund drives, I really, to be honest with you, don't worry about the competition because BAI does not have any competition. And it seems that whatever the 20,000 base is hasn't really moved that much. I mean, if people want to advertise, we could go out and put signs in our cars and our business places and whatever. I think the point is that the station is servicing the people who appreciate what it's doing. To try and get hung up and trying to expand that, I think is a real problem because it seems that the information is what we're looking for. Samori Marksman was an internationalist. He gave us information. That's really what most of the people that listen to the station are looking for. I'm sure that other people listen for other reasons, but it seems to me as a longtime listener that information is what we really look for, plus the fact that you are real people there. You know, talking to people in the afternoon, listening to the other people calling in, listening to people all hours of the day that are actually there is appreciated because they're human beings. They're not machines. And I hope that you will maybe look at the station in that regard, that, you know, we're all in this together. And, you know, sometimes from my personal observation of the last couple of years, you know, servicing everyone, sometimes it seems that, you know, it's, you mentioned listener groups. I don't have a website. I don't, you know, get out much. I listen to the radio and I send in my payments and whatever. But I think there's a big bunch out here that really appreciate the station for the information we get and the education we get.
Yes, sir.
And well, I would really appreciate it staying on that mode. Don't worry about these other stations.
Well,
that
is not
what we got.
Let me say that I appreciate your perspective. I highly respect it. I happen to agree with most of what you say. In terms of improving our information flow to our listeners, I can assure you that is a very high priority on my agenda, and we will, in fact, be increasing our newscasts in the next few months to hourly headlines, and we will also be adding some new public affairs programs. So, you are dead on. The fundamental purpose of WBAI to provide alternative information and analysis of events in this city and around the world will not change. But of course, what Hugh Hamilton was alluding to earlier on is something that I think the 20,000 and hopefully within the next few months that number will double of WBAI listeners and members of the station will voluntarily promote the station in their communities and among their families and friends so that our listenership, in fact, can expand. And the very valuable information that we generate here 24 hours a day can, in fact, reach a much wider audience. So thank you very much, Dennis, for your comments.
Enjoy your holiday.
You too.
Thank you, WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon, Talk Back. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton, and congratulations, Mr. Rojas, and welcome to you, Brother James in Harlem.
Good afternoon, Brother James.
How are you?
Thank you, Brother James.
Well, I'm certainly hoping First of all, that our WBAI family, I still am concerned about the family going forward with a new perspective about unifying behind this station after the many travails that we have had to encounter. And I'm certainly hoping that there will be an effort on the station's part to, as the gentleman who just previously spoke said, one can gauge the fact that people want knowledge. People do not want propaganda. They don't even want ideology. People need knowledge. And the old cliche, as threadbare as it may seem, that an informed citizen is the cornerstone of democracy, I would certainly revise that the knowledgeable citizen is the real cornerstone of democracy, so that in our growth and under, I'm certain, your strong and capable leadership going further into this millennium, that we will bring more opportunities for people to have knowledge in diverse ways. I'm certainly hoping that over the years we'll have some programming that addresses our friends from Eastern Europe and as well as parts of Asia. We do very well with African islands, but I think we have to embrace the community that is seeking knowledge. And one such way we might state that, Mr. Rojas, I would certainly hope you would give reflection to this, is that we should no longer comport with false notions of race. I think it's very, very important that we eliminate ideological and non-scientific bases for race. If we are these great progressives and militants, pray tell me why we reject science and embrace ideology. If we are indeed going to be the diadem of progressive media and progressive programming, and we're going to lead our brothers and sisters, and believe me, whether they're at ABC or NBC, those are members of the human family. We cannot just condescend and say, well, their perspective is benighted. It is our collective obligation as a human family to bring about and force the kinds of ideals that lead to peace and justice. I know you will do this. Mr. Hamilton has, as his great capabilities have tried to bring these things. I've had the very privilege to be before that talk back audience. They're rough, tough customers, but they are people who are rooted in knowledge, and I have the utmost confidence in the WBAI family. And I'm hoping that we will look at some new ideas to take society and understand our now global commitment. We're not a tri-state anymore, and I want to welcome you, and I want to, first of all, extend felicitations to the entire WBAI family. Please seek inner peace. You can do nothing for Iraq if in yourself you do not have peace. So let's do those things and stay together. I'm very much looking forward to your stewardship. And I think it's going to work out fine for us all. Let's just abide. It isn't easy. Let's abide. We're assaulted inside and out. We never know where from.
Yeah.
But let's have a structure that says we're going to abide and transition to higher values. And I was taught, Mr. Rojas, not so much to turn the other cheek, but to take a different perspective when my enemy attacks me.
Mm.
I never go on there always talking about Mr. Bush like he's the one alone who's responsible, or like Mr. Trent Lott, he's the one responsible. These are symptomatic of sicknesses much deeper in our society. I'm hoping we will root those out and provide the leadership on a global basis under your stewardship.
Well, thank you very much,
great
sir.
Station. Thank you so much for your generous allocation of time.
Well, thank you for your reflective comments, and peace be unto you, sir.
Good afternoon. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Rojas.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Evan Davis. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, where I listen on the Internet.
Oh, wonderful.
welcome to the Pacifica family.
Talk about global radio here.
I understand that there's a need to broaden the audience of the station, not so much for financial reasons, but for the purpose of better fulfilling the Pacifica mission.
Yes.
And there have been many audiences, many constituencies that have been underrepresented and certainly underserved, both by Pacifica's programming and by on its within its governing structure. And I don't so much want to get into that as to use that as a prelude to say that the importance of the dialogue that takes place between the listeners is the crux of the impetus to include more listeners. And that dialogue has to have a home on the air. I think it has to have more of a home on the air than it has on WBAI, where there is very little in the way of unfettered and free-flowing call-in shows and places where listeners really can have a dialogue, especially during the day. You find some of it at night. So I would like to see an improvement in that area, specifically by means of rotating hosts on the shows so that one host is not the same host every day, but is rather part of a collective so that you have a variety of voices and a variety of talents and styles. I think that would be a good way to include more people in a flowing dialogue. And secondly, we need to bring back the folios, the publications that get mailed out to the Pacifica listeners. And one last thing is that during the previous management, one of the organizing tools, which I'm sure you're aware of, that we all used was the various email lists and listservs that were set up to have a dialogue when no dialogue was possible on the air. Many of those are still in existence. Some of them are fairly productive. There's a new round of message boards now at the Pacifica.org website.
Right.
It would be nice to see those promoted on the air place where we can meet.
Yes, we certainly will promote the forums and the message boards on Pacifica.org, as well as the listservs that are in existence. And we will enhance the WBAI website to make it far more interactive than it is today, so that the listeners can, in fact, have an ongoing communication with the staff and with the programmers and the hosts. So all of your comments are right on target, sir, and
great.
I thank you
those
very much.
Those will be welcome changes. Thank you.
And also the folio. We will be attempting to resuscitate the folio.
Well, I have a couple people in Columbus, Ohio that might like to write for it on occasion.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
And happy holidays
you
to you.
Too.
Well, thank you. It is now 40 minutes after the hour. You know, I'm not going to delve into this now, although I still will ask at the 50 minutes, I guess, not 45 minutes after the hour,
well,
about your, just 1 second, sir, about your vision, your own vision for the first 100 days. Clearly.
For the first year, you promised, not 100
yeah,
days.
For the first year, not 100 days. But, you know, clearly, to what degree are you prepared as general manager to explain to listeners the difference between, for example, the general manager and the program director and the respective jurisdictions, the department that does finances, the various departments that are a radio station? Much of the time I find the face of the radio is this. You're on the radio, I'm on the radio, and people are hearing us. And you're the general manager, and presumably you can do all things, and you're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
Oh, no.
Before.
I am the chief servant of the people, sir.
I sometimes wonder whether perhaps in this medium, we, and particularly in stations like Pacifica stations, whether perhaps we have not done a sufficient job of educating people regarding where the lines of demarcation are, regarding jurisdiction and responsibility, because very often you can end up being blamed for things that have nothing to do with the portfolio of the general manager,
mm-hmm.
and so too can others in other positions.
That is true. And the opportunities will be made available in the coming weeks to have such a dialogue with our listeners, to explain how WBAI as an institution operates,
mm-hmm.
as an institution that is involved with several departments that run the station, and they are several dozen people who are on staff, both paid and unpaid, and volunteers, and we've got layers and layers of involvement by many, many dedicated and committed people to this station. So I want to build a collective spirit as we move forward, and with the team spirit and an esprit de corps that's much higher than it was. I believe that the sky's the limit for what we can achieve here at WBAI.
Good afternoon, Talk Back. Let's take 30-second questions now because we are wrapping it up. Maybe two other questions. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas. Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Jack McLaughlin, and I'm wondering why you listen to people's views, you know, but when a black African comes on, you're a black American, you have you want to shrug them off.
No, clearly this is not a question from... Hold on. This is clearly not a question for Mr. Rojas. This is a question for me. But this afternoon, my guest is General Manager Don Rojas. We're dealing, and he's General Manager here at WBAI. You'll have to address that question on another occasion. Good afternoon, Talk Back. You're on the air. Hello. Hello? Yes. You're on the air?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air with General Manager Don Rojas.
Yes, Mr. Rojas. Just want to say congratulations for the... position you're fulfilling.
Thank you, sir.
And I wish you a lot of vision and compassion and strength down the road.
Well, I will need the strength, sir. And I hope that I can find enough compassion in my heart to so that it radiates out to all of the many people who I'll be working with in this team effort to build WBAI into an even stronger and more relevant and vital institution. Thank you for your sentiments.
Sounds good to me. The other thing is, would you possibly consider, though, there's been one vacuum that hasn't really quite been filled over the years, and that is in the direction of a spiritual format. Although it's hard to distinguish between health, which to me now is spiritual, or psychology, as Armand does, it's spiritual. But as far as a place where some of the wisdom teaches, and I think, again, adding on to Brother James, although knowledge is certainly something we need more than information, wisdom, which is the right use of the knowledge, is something that I think will really guide us even further along. So in that sense, if we had a forum where some of the wisdom teachers from Native American traditions, we just lost Swami Satchidananda physically not too long ago, and he's done some great work for New York City and the world. But a forum for such teachers as that,
I'll tell you what. Let's wrap this up now because I've got one closing question that I need to have. But thank you very much for your call, sir.
Thank you.
And I hope that you continue to listen and to support the station. Don Rojas is the new general manager here at WBAI, and he's been very generous with his time this afternoon. He's had a distinguished career in journalism and communications spanning more than 30 years. You may remember him as the former editor of the New York Amsterdam News, or as director of communications of the NAACP, or you may remember him as founder and CEO of the award-winning internet portal, the Black World Today, and its internet radio network, blackworldradio.com. He joined us this afternoon. Mr. Rojas, we are now going to start fighting the clock, which, of course, you understand.
Yes.
As a radio person, your first year, the tyranny of the clock.
Yes.
What? Share with us a couple of the things that you would hope to achieve in your first year here as general manager.
There's so many things that I would like to begin to implement in the first year. I don't think time will allow me at this occasion to enumerate them all. But primarily, Hugh, I want to further the healing process that has begun here at the station, and to bring back to WBAI a sense of family, a sense of unity among staff and among our listeners, so that we can channel our energies, our creative energies, into positive and uplifting programming, as well as outreach initiatives that would not just help the station, but in fact perform a valuable service to our communities. I've got, some ambitious plans to improve our programming, to improve and expand on our station website, to expand our news coverage, both local and global news. But beyond that, I think that we at WBAI, and when I say we, I of course mean the family of producers, staff, and listeners, we have a historic opportunity, indeed a historic challenge, and I would even argue an obligation to use this station and the airwaves that we have at our disposal, 99.5. As you said earlier on, it's right in the middle of the FM dial, 50,000 watts, broadcasting from the Empire State Building, reaching literally millions of people in the tri-state area, and who knows how many tens of thousands more around the world. But we do have an opportunity to build a model of multicultural solidarity and multiracial collaboration here in this city in particular, to begin to break down the balkanization in New York, the racial polarization which is still festering in this city, and to build bridges of dialogue and cooperation among the various ethnic communities. I also want the station to become much more responsive to its listeners in terms of answering not only their phone calls and their email messages, and but also taking into consideration very seriously their constructive criticisms. So just in a nutshell, those are some of the things that I would give a lot of priority to in my first year as general manager.
Well, we, of course, are going to continue to hold your feet to the fire.
Even I know you are very good at that, Brother Hamilton.
Well, thank you. Even as our listeners hold our feet to the fire, I want to thank you very much, Don Rojas, the new general manager here. Have you formally begun?
I will formally begin. Yeah, well, we are in the process of transitioning at the moment. It's been a very smooth and very professional transition, and I must say publicly, I am indebted to Sister Valerie Van Isler, the outgoing general manager, for being so gracious and so cooperative in helping me to make this transition. I take over officially on January 1, 2003.
Okay, and you are going to be available to listeners for reports to the listeners and so on.
Just as my predecessor has done, I will be reporting monthly to our listeners, and as the occasion may demand, even perhaps more often than that.
Don Rojas brings to WBAI a very distinguished career in politics and media, journalism, and international diplomacy. He joined us this afternoon. I want to thank you very much. Max Schmid has been my audio engineer, and I am Hugh Hamilton. Now, first, the good news. I'm not going to be here again until next Monday. Now, the bad news. I'm not going to be here again until next Monday. I'll be off tomorrow and on Christmas Day and the day after that. And that means that Earl Caldwell ordinarily would be here on Friday. What that means is it provides an opportunity, a window of opportunity for other special programs to be heard that otherwise would not have been heard. And this is what we do. We share time, we share talent, we share resources. And so I shall be joining you again on Monday of next week. I'd like to wish you a happy Christmas, a happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays. Even if you're not celebrating anything, just have a great time, and I shall see you again next Monday. If you'd like to send me an email regarding the program, you may do so at talktohugh, that's TalkToHugh, all one word, talktohugh@aol.com, and I shall see you on the radio on Monday next at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WBAI 99.5 FM in Nueva York, the good Lord willing, and the crate don't rise.